Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. Now, yesterday, you remember we spoke to the residents in Meadowlands after a protest erupted there. And residents were really, really unhappy with the fact that they hadn't had electricity for some time. We also had a conversation with Eskom, which said that they were unable to restore power because there had been a fault in the area, but they were not able to restore power because protesters had essentially blocked the area and the pathway for the technicians to go through and work. So we thought we should get the councillor, and I said to you yesterday, we'll come back to this, we'll try and intervene. We should get the councillor who Eskom had said they were looking for so that they can intervene. Dumelo Madiba, is the Meadowlands Ward 40 councillor there? Thank you very much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you and good evening to the listeners.
Mr. Madiba, just maybe give us from your side how things are going at the moment. Is the area still in the dark?
Yes, at the moment the area is still in the dark, but there is progress.
Okay.
Eskom has found out that there are three cables that are at fault and they are working on them.
All right. Is there, you know, an agreement between yourselves, the community and Eskom, that you will be able to give the technicians room to do some more work?
Initially, then the community then agreed to that. Mm-hmm. Around 12 o'clock today, mm-hmm. the community then agreed on opening the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's when Eskom technicians started working.
Okay. Mr. Madiba, I was asking, you know, Eskom yesterday, that isn't there a way that they could be better, you know, stakeholder relationships where we don't find ourselves with a protest like what we saw? Do you find it difficult to communicate with Eskom?
In fact, that's what we've been asking from Eskom, that remember that these are your customers, but if you don't have a direct relationship with them, then it becomes a challenge. Eskom must then be able to get a way where they will be able to communicate with their customers when there are challenges.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that they are using social media, your Twitter and all that to communicate. But sometimes the community needs to see Eskom there.
Mm.
Then they will believe that, yes, Eskom is truly working. Then the frustration will then be better than when there's no information.
And how did yesterday's communication happen, you know, between last night and today? What mode of communication was used?
We were forced to take some of the community members after they have closed streets. We are forced to take some of them to Eskom offices,
okay,
where then they will then ask questions and then get responses from there. But in that meeting, still the community then raised it sharply that, but you are not communicating with us. We did not know about this information. If we had known, then we would not have closed the streets and all that.
Was there a commitment going forward to improve this kind of, you know, the as I said, the relationship? Is there, you know, do we now have a direct person you can speak to? Or how did things end in that meeting?
Well, ourselves as councillors, we do have someone that we are talking to directly. But then the challenge is when it comes to customers.
Yeah.
So in our meeting, because this challenge, it's not for the last 4 days per se, but it started 6 weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
Where Eskom is saying we are fixing our substation, and every time when they are fixing the substation, then challenge, they will get challenges going forward. Then this cable will then be fault, this cable will then be fault, then they will then go and work on those cables. So we then said to them, please give us feedback every 2 days.
Okay.
So we had we chose a committee and said every 2 days, give us feedback that, okay, because in the beginning, this is what happened. In the beginning, zone one will then lose electricity between 5 and 10 o'clock.
Mm.
And the explanation was that we are still working, so hence they will lose that power. But if they were communicating with them every 2 days to say, now we are here, now we are here, we are about to finish and all that, then I don't think people will then be frustrated. Yeah.
Look, it sounds like, you know, it may be a small step, but things are moving forward. Please let us know, Mr. Madiba, if things are not improving and if that agreement does not hold, so that we can see if we ourselves can try and intervene. What we don't want, I mean, there was someone who called us yesterday, did not want to go on air, but said, they were about to lose their job. They couldn't get out of the out of Meadowlands, and in fact, their car was damaged by the protesters, and that is a resident. So, I mean, you know, while their frustration is understandable, we also don't want residents to themselves find themselves in the middle of conflict.
And we condemn that in the highest note, because what is happening is that a certain part of community will then be frustrated because of any service delivery challenges.
Mm.
And if they take the decision to then go and close the streets, then criminality then starts.
Mm.
While you are coming back from work and then you want to go home, then they will stop you there, then the roads are closed, then 1 5 rand, 2 10 rand for you to pass and all that. So we are aware of that criminality and we are condemning it. So we are saying to the residents, let's also try ways of raising our frustration before saying let's go to streets and close streets. That, because it doesn't mean that if you have closed the streets, then ESCOM is listening to you and they are acting because of that. They are acting because of it. Yes, they are a responsibility to then work on any challenges that they are having. But the community should also get another way to then be frustrated and then be able to tell ESCOM that we are frustrated rather than closing streets and all that. But ESCOM at the same time must then open gates for their customers so that customers can tell them where their challenges are.
Appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. I really thank you for also managing that protest. Thank you very much for everything, Mr. Madiba. And hopefully next time when we speak, things will be back to normal.
Thanks for having me. But I must say that I'm not the only councillor who was running around these challenges. I am Councillor Luyolo from Ward 42, Councillor Lunga from Ward 41, Councillor Tamane from Ward 43. And these are all councillors of Meadowlands, and we have been running together with the community today to ESCOM for these issues to be resolved.
No, appreciate your efforts, all of them, and also, you know, thank them also for on our behalf. That's Tumelo Madiba, is Meadowlands Ward 40 councillor, and ESCOM spokesperson is back with us, Amanda Pretty. Thank you so much, Amanda, for honouring, you know, your commitment yesterday and for coming back to us today.
It's a pleasure. Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you. Amanda, how did, you know, it all go? How did the conversation with the residents go today?
Look, I think what was helpful for us was last night because JMPD did go out in the evening and they started clearing the debris that was left from the day. So we had already planned that to obviously go back because the area had been cleared. But unfortunately, when we went to site this morning, we found that the community had taken back to the streets and they'd started with burning off the tires and closing off the roads. And then at about 11, there was a meeting that was held between the community leaders and some of the customers. Just to reemphasize that if we don't get access into the area, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to restore supply because we need to work on these cable faults that are affecting the area. We did start quite a bit late with the work, and our guys are still on site. It's different locations where they're working, but I mean, I can confirm that at the moment they're currently on site working. We have not yet restored supply. They'll work throughout the night, and hopefully by morning, early hours of the morning, they'll be able to restore supply.
Amanda, that issue of stakeholder engagements and better communication, Mr. Madiba says, you know, some of them went to your offices. How did you feel that meeting went?
You know, I was actually very, I wanted to hear what his response was in terms of, because remember, he is our direct stakeholder.
Yes, yeah.
And then our customers, that's a different relationship
that
we have.
Yeah.
So I wanted to hear his response in terms of his relationship with us as ESCOM, because he's our stakeholder. And any information that we share with him, he has better access to share it with our customers.
Yeah.
But he didn't respond to that part. But I'm going to, I think post this, we do need to then have those stakeholder engagements with the councillors, because remember, as much as we send SMSs to the customers and social media platforms, etc., they have better reach than we would have with the communities. So I think we need to strengthen those. This is something that we could have resolved faster if that information had gotten to the customers quicker.
Absolutely.
To say, let's not take to the streets, let's allow Eskom to go in, do what they need to do, and then get out of the area. And then maybe we also need to, not maybe, we actually need to go back when we've restored supply and sorted out these issues of the cable fault.
That's it.
We need to go and do education around load reduction. Why are we doing load reduction in Meadowlands?
Mm.
And how can the community of Meadowlands get themselves out of load reduction?
Yes.
Because that will continue post us fixing the outages, you understand? Because there is a risk of their transformers failing.
And I think, Amanda, that for me is where we can improve the stakeholder relationship. Because with the challenges that everybody's facing, you know, you speak of load reduction and why that is. I think it's important for you to nurture this relationship so that people understand also why sometimes they have interruptions, why there are faults, why there's load reduction, and perhaps a better working relationship so that we don't find ourselves what we saw yesterday.
Yeah, most definitely, Pimelo, we do need to strengthen the relationship and the education. For me, that's very key. Because if you understand why something is being done and what can you do to make sure that it doesn't continue to happen, then it's a two-way, because we will provide electricity, but you need to do the right things so that the infrastructure is protected and it's not compromised.
Well, thank you, because I suppose when that relationship gets nurtured and it gets better, there will be people who also are, you know, the protectors of these of these infrastructure, you know, the kind of infrastructure that you are seeing destructed and disrupted by those who obviously don't want to do right by the community. But I appreciate you coming back and following through on this one. I do think that, you know, let's keep talking. And if you feel that there is some sensitive communication that you need, come back here and then we will make sure that the community at least has a sense of what's going on.
All right. No, most definitely. And I must say that we always appreciate the platform that you provide for us so that we can share the information with the listeners and our customers. So I really appreciate it. Anytime, we will make contact whenever we need to use your platform to share information.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Eskom spokesperson there, Amanda Tluti. And look, folks, I mean, sometimes things are not good and we all get frustrated. And I wish we had, we were able to keep the voice note that came through yesterday. It came in very, very late. We weren't able to play it. But just heartbreaking, where someone was saying, I couldn't go to work. I tried to call my workplace. And they said, well, if you're not here, you can forget it. And as he was saying it, trying to drive out of home, there were people who pelted his car. So he had the problem with the workplace. Then he had another problem because now his car was damaged because, you know, he was told you cannot leave Meadowlands. And so who loses at the end here? This is the very same person who has a similar problem to all the other protesters, and all they're trying to do is to get by. And he's possibly lost his job. His car is damaged. He is also one of the people who's frustrated like everybody else. We've got to do better. I just think we've got to do better. Anonymous is in Meadowlands as well. Anonymous, thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking my call, Melo.
Thank you.
Yes, man. I want to comment on two things.
Yes.
Eskom, the communication in terms of giving us the feedback regarding that, they always take time. And now they are teaching our people that every time when you close the street, that way they're going to listen. And which is so unfair. Because of some of us going to work, it's a problem. Coming back, it's a problem. As we speak, I couldn't get inside Meadowlands. I couldn't get home. Because of now, the road are closed. And I hear the councillor said the road was closed yesterday. Right now, everything is fine. There's no such. If you go to reference with this road right now as we speak, it's closed. From Sputnik Garage, the old garage there, from the where the zone 3 start, just after I'm in proper hostel, there's tools. I try to find my way, trying to round. The streets are closed, even in zone 3.
Yeah.
So even our people, they don't think for us. We are all crying about work. And now most of the people, we are ending up losing our jobs because of such things. So it's unfair because of we as black people, we end up fighting ourselves amongst ourselves because of such things. And now, when we see other nations, they end up laughing at us that we are fighting amongst ourselves because of such things. But it seems like Eskom, when there is a problem, they don't take us seriously.
Yeah.
So our people end up doing what? Closing the roads, and that's where they start to attend to the matter.
Sure.
It's unfair.
Yeah.
As we speak, I had to go somewhere because of now. I can't get at home now.
Let me say this. In the absence of you getting joy, and when I say you, I mean even just someone like yourself, phone us, you know, we can guarantee you, even if you don't go on air, that we will get number one, JMPD, to come and have a look at what is happening so that people are safe. And also, you know, if Eskom needs to come and account, we can then come get them to come on. So please use us if you can, so that, you know, you don't find yourself in the kind of problems that I'm hearing are happening and things are still not resolved.
Yeah, but we appreciate that. But now the problem is, how are we going to communicate with you guys if you don't have electricity?
Yeah.
There's no electricity.
And that's such a crucial point you're making.
Yes. And now we can't communicate, you can't do anything. All the phones are off. You now rely on the car to charge your phones or at work to charge your phones because there is always no electricity at this time. So Midlands is becoming a mess now because every time there is no electricity. We don't have electricity. From 5 o'clock, no electricity. So if ever you stay alone or two parents are working, when you come back, you can't cook, you can't do anything. It's a problem.
Anonymous.
It's a mess.
I'm anonymous. I thank you for that because sometimes, you know, it's an intellectual conversation. People don't understand the reality of having no electricity. You can't charge your phones. You can't cook. You can't. Life just stops, and that for me is the unfortunate part. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I just wish our counselors always tell the truth. Always give the true reflection of what's happening in our locations.
Yeah.
You must not come and act politically because we are struggling at the location.
Yeah.
I thank you.
Thank you. Anonymous there in Midlands. I mean, look, I think he said a mouthful. There is nothing more to add to this.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.